morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. There will be no rise in fuel taxes that will apply from January the 1st of next year. This is the first tangible victory for the ongoing Gilets Jaunes movement against the government since the protests started last month. The announcement came from the Élysée yesterday evening. The tax increase has been suspended by 6 months. The government is now hoping that this will help diminish some of the anger displayed by protesters over the last few weeks, which has included burning things in the streets and looting. Edouard Philippe commented yesterday that the movement was uncontrollable. Yesterday's announcement on fuel prices comes just ahead of what the government fears may be Act 4 of the violence and vandalism seen in Paris and elsewhere over the past few weekends. The Prime Minister in his speech yesterday called for accountability. Edouard Philippe called on his fellow political leaders to pay attention to their word choices over the next few days to avoid stirring up anger. There will be no rise in fuel taxes, but the ESF will not be put back into place. The president has refused to reintroduce the former tax on France's very wealthiest. Emmanuel Macron said that he wanted to stay consistent in the tax break designed to make the country's riches stay in France that has applied for the past year and a half. The Secretary of State for Equality Between Men and Women, Marlène Schiappa, had raised the topic in public of reintroducing the tax, although this suggestion was quickly knocked on the head. With the Gilets Jaunes protests continuing into December, the movement continues to have a negative effect on Macron and Philippe's popularity rating. Macron has dropped 3 points in opinion polls, while Edouard Philippe has lost 6 points, according to a poll by YouGov. The same survey revealed that 77% of French people disapprove of the action displayed by the government. And finally, school protests continue across France into the late week, with several institutions still blockaded yesterday. The Minister of Education, Jean-Michel Blanquer, warned against the mounting violence shown during demonstrations. One man has already been seriously injured. Today, high school students are calling for a general strike. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.